Good morning. This is Pastor Fred Baker from Baptist Chapel, greeting you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ today. What a beautiful morning God has awoken us to. Certainly, it's a time that maybe some won't be able to get into church today, some won't be able to get out, but we invite you to join us at Baptist Chapel this morning. We're located at 2019 Wayne Madison Road. Our Sunday school will begin at 10 a.m. and our worship will follow at 11. And we'd invite you to come by and be with us. Already been by this morning. The house is warm and the parking lot's fairly clear, and the roads out to the church are in pretty good shape. So Lord willing, while we'll be there in just a little while, and we'd invite you to come and join us there at the church this morning. And we meet back again on Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for our adult Bible study and our youth service. We'd invite you to come join us in those services also. We do want to thank the Lord this morning for his blessings upon those we've been asking prayer for. I ask that you continue to remember those that are on the beds of affliction today. God is touched and God is blessed, but still there are those that are in need of your prayer this morning, and we're just so thankful this day that we have that privilege of prayer. And we would invite you this morning to join us for a word of prayer. Lord and gracious Master, Heavenly Father, as we come before you in this hour, Lord God, we're thankful for this great privilege, Lord, that we can call upon you today. Father, that we can ask in that mighty name of Jesus this morning. Lord God, believing, Father, that when we ask in a way that's pleasing unto thee, God, and Lord, as we ask according to your will, have Father, that you grant those requests and those needs. Lord, we've seen you touch. Lord, we've seen you visit upon our sick. God, we've seen you heal them. God, bring them from the place, God, where the doctors had given up. Lord, we appreciate the knowledge, the facilities, God. Lord, the caregivers that you provide. But Father, we recognize this morning that the healing must come from you. And God, we'd ask you today, Father, how to look down upon this few minutes that you've granted to us. Lord, that you might bless our time here. And God, that we might be an uplift to you this morning in turn, God, then that it might help someone along the journey, Lord. Father, we're grateful today, Lord, for this great privilege. God, never cease to be amazed, God, that you've allowed and allotted it unto us. And God, and I'd ask you this morning once again how to bless the station and those, and God, that make it possible, Father, for feeble men like me to come and share the glorious good news of Jesus Christ. Father, I'm glad this morning that we can testify and tell how my Redeemer liveth today. Father, I'm glad this morning that we know a certainty, God. Father, while we watch the insurances fail around us, and God, why they seem to try to wiggle away, and God, I'm glad this morning I rest in the assurance of you, the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And God, as we have come before you in this hour, and God, bless the many sick this morning. I continue to bless Lindsay, Lord, and Chuck. And God, to many others today, Brother Dewey. And God, that lie upon the beds of affliction, Lord. And God, we'd ask you this morning again how to bless the brothers we were with on the night past, God. Our Father, the calls that have come, the requests that have been made. And God, we just give them all to you this morning. And knowing, God, you're able how to satisfy. And God, you're able how to bring about the best. And God, we'd ask you once again this morning how to stir around the hearts of our lost. And God, calls them to see their need of a Savior. How time before it's final and everlasting too late. I gotta help them to understand this morning. I got your love for them. How the great price you paid. How, Father, they're upon the cross. And Lord God, how, Father, help them. How to step out in faith believing. And God, that they might be born again. And God, as your servants this morning, help us. How to tell them, God. How to point them to the one, Father. And God, that's able to deliver them. How, Lord, bless the reading of your word this morning. And God, the teaching and the preaching thereof. How bless your church. How wherever it gathers and assembles this morning. How your children throughout the land. How watch over them as they come and go today. And God, how bless them that's departing away from us. And God, and once again this morning, how, Lord, we ask you how to bless the young men and women how that serve our country today. How, Father, be with their little families. How, God, help our leaders how to turn and seek wisdom from you. How, God, to come again to the mind of being servants. How, God, not being lords over your heritage. How, but God, being servants of the people. And God, forgive us. I forgive me this morning. How, wherein I failed you again. How, Lord, and God, as a people and a nation. How, forgive us now, we pray. How, Lord, go with us. How, direct our thoughts, our mind, our heart this morning. How, deliver the message. How, God, that's needed here this hour. I'm blessed, Brother Mark and the others. And God, again we pray. In the precious name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for being able to speak it and call upon it this morning. I thank you for saving grace. I'm blessed be your name this morning. And God, we ask it all in that precious name of Jesus. Amen and amen. How you praying? I'll try to read this morning out of the 5th chapter of the book of Luke and the 27th verse. And after these things he went forth and saw a publican named Levi sitting at the receipt of custom. And he said unto him, follow me. And he left all and rose up and followed him. And Levi made him a great feast in his own house. And there was a great company of publicans and of others that sat down with them. But the scribes and the Pharisees murmured against his disciples, saying, why do you eat and drink with publicans and sinners? And Jesus answered and said unto them, they that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. I'm blessed his sweet name this morning. I'm going to stop right there. Boys, I don't know about you. I remember the day that he passed by for me. I remember the time when he stopped by where I was and invited me in to be one of his little children. I'm brother to accept and receive him as Savior. My friend, I believe this morning that it takes that drawing spirit. The Lord told him there, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. I'm brother, he taught them there how that the Lord would draw and call this morning. I'm brother, there he was, passing by the midst. There he was, traveling down the road. I'm there, said Levi Matthew, at the receipt of customs. I'm nothing more than a publican, a tax collector, a sinner. Boy, I don't know what God brought you out of, but he pulled me up out of the miry clay. I set my feet on a solid rock. I established my going this morning. I praise his sweet name. He saved me. I'm brother from a life, from destruction. He saved me from myself. I'm brother, I'd already I begin to make the wrong choices. I'd already I started down the wrong path. I'm brother, but there I was. In one day, glory be to God, Jesus passed by. I'm brother, I'm glad this morning that he took time to call out my name. I'm brother, I'm glad that he took time for me this morning. I tell you what, if I had every hour of every day, I'd thank him. It wouldn't be enough this morning. I'm brother, if I could devote myself wholly and fully to this work he's called me to, it wouldn't be enough. I'm brother, but he called, and I want you to notice it. I'm brother, he didn't tell him he had to do this. He didn't tell him he had to pass the test. I'm brother, he said, follow me. Boys, I'm glad this morning. Today, what you need to do, what I need to do, what Christians everywhere ought to be doing, I is following Jesus. I'm brother, I'm glad for the good brothers how God's brought into my life. I'm glad this morning for them dear sisters that have encouraged and helped me. I prayed for me along the journey. I'm brother, I'm glad for the many that have done everything they could. I'm brother, I'm thankful this morning how somebody's praying today just the same as they was then. Brother, I'm doing my best to follow Jesus, to follow in his footsteps. I followed him down into the watery grave. Yea, my friend, we believe that I am being baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. I'm brother, when God saved me, I said, I want to go. I want to be baptized. I want to follow him. I'm brother, I'm glad this morning that he put that desire down in my heart. I'm brother, when it comes time on Sunday morning, I want to be in the house of the Lord. I want to be somewhere lifting up my children and my people to the Lord today. I want to be somewhere doing what he'd have me to do. So this morning, I would ask you, I would invite you, I follow Jesus. I put your trust in him. I seek him while he may be found. I call upon him while he's near. I ask him this morning to be your blessed Savior. I believe the Bible says that he would no wise cast you out today. I'm brother, he died on the cross of Calvary to save you from your sin, to purchase for you eternal life and glory. I'm brother, this morning I follow him. I follow him. What's he doing? He calls us to repentance. He calls us us out of that place where we're sorry and we're saddened, with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. How we seek forgiveness. Brother, we seek deliverance. Yea, my friend, as David of old, how we seek his salvation. I believe in fully and completely that he's able to give it this morning. Yea, my friend, I would ask you once again to follow him as he passes by for you today. Will you follow him this morning? Will you make your way to the house of the Lord and then do an altar of prayer? Invite him in. Try him and see if it's not as I tell you. God bless you this morning. This is Pastor Fred Baker with Baptist Chapel.